Well, there was a monastery of nuns out in the country whose mother superior was dying. And because the nuns had their own farm, they were able to provide mother superior with fresh cow's milk every day. So every morning and every evening, they went out and brought her fresh cow's milk to drink. But unbeknownst to Mother Superior, they poured a generous amount of brandy in the milk each time. And believe it or not, this kept the old nun going for many years. But eventually, as she was slipping away on her deathbed, they all gathered around to hear the words of wisdom, the last words from Mother Superior. As they gathered around the bed, she said to them, "Sisters, whatever you do, don't sell that cow." So those were Sister's last words. Today you get my last words, since this is my last homily here, my last Mass here at St. John's for me and then for Father Moseman this weekend. So it's been very, obviously, emotionally difficult for all of us, and I'm sure for all of you as well, because this has been such a wonderful parish. I've truly enjoyed my 4.5 years here, and so many beautiful souls, so many wonderful families. It's been such a great joy to serve God's people here in Leesburg, in this part of Loudoun County. And of course, both Father and I were hoping for many more years here, but we obviously have to do the Lord's will, as we heard about in today's gospel, where Jesus would say, "Follow me." And, you know, you just have to go. We're called to, as priests, to give unconditional acceptance to the will of God through the bishop, that if he needs us or wants us to go to serve God's people in a different area, me in Fairfax, Father Mosen in Fredericksburg, we have to give that yes. We have to give that yes, even though, of course, we would love to stay and enjoy this beautiful parish and the amazing church that Father Moseman built. And, of course, even greater than building a church is building a parish family, building the people. Because as beautiful as a church structure is, which this is magnificent, the heart and soul of the parish is, of course, the souls of the people that come here to worship Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament every Sunday. So it's certainly been a great joy to be here. And I was thinking about my last words. What do I want to say in my last homily here? And during the week, I really came up with 3 points. The first is to stay close to Jesus. Number 2, stay close to our Blessed Mother. And 3, help others. Reach out to others, evangelize, and help out the needy and the poor. And so when we look at these 3 things, we can say, well, how can we do this every day? Number 1 is every day grow closer to Jesus. Make sure that your relationship with the Lord is the most important relationship in your life. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He is our best friend. And we have to cultivate that relationship with the Lord every day. And we do this by daily prayer, spending time in prayer every day with the Lord, reading the Gospels. When you read the Gospels, you read the life of Christ and you get to know Jesus through the Gospels. So every day we should try to love Jesus more than the day before. And every day try to love Him more tomorrow than we even do today. So the relationship with the Lord is the most important part of our life. He is our rock. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ is our rock. If you build your house, Jesus says, on sand, the floods will come and blow away the house. But if your life is built upon Jesus Christ, you can undergo any difficulty. It might be a financial difficulty or a relationship difficulty or a family difficulty or a job difficulty. No matter what your challenge is, if your life is built upon Jesus Christ and if you have Jesus in your life, you have your rock, you have your foundation, and you can weather any difficulty, any storm, any change, any health illness, whatever it might be. So every day, stay close to the Lord. And we do this, of course, by coming to Mass faithfully every Sunday, receiving our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, perhaps even every day at daily Mass if we can. Try to receive Jesus as often as you can, and then spend time in Eucharistic adoration. Our parish is one of the few parishes in the diocese that has a chapel of Eucharistic adoration. Our chapel is, of course, the original church across the street. We have adoration day and night, Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, for 100 hours every week. Perpetual adoration, Monday morning until Friday morning. And you can go day or night and spend time with the Lord. So I encourage you to continue to be faithful to your holy hour. If you have an hour, then be faithful to spending that hour with the Lord every week. If you don't have an hour, call the number in the bulletin and sign up for one. Find out which hours are in need of people to spend time with the Lord. It could be a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock or a Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Or the sacrificial hours are between midnight and 6 a.m. Those are the anchor hours. We need to continue to have those filled in order to have the adoration 100 hours each week continually. So pray about that and perhaps make that commitment to spend an hour with the Lord each week and continue to develop your relationship with the Lord. Number two, our Blessed Mother. Father Moseman and I are both very devoted to our Blessed Mother. We both pray the rosary. We encourage you to pray your rosary every day, meditating upon the life of Jesus and our Blessed Mother. Make sure you wear one of her sacramentals, like the miraculous medal or the brown scapular, as the sign of your consecration to her. And if you stay close to Our Lady, she'll always keep you close to Jesus. That is Mary's goal, is to always lead you to Jesus. So keep growing in a tender and true devotion to our Blessed Mother every day. And then lastly, number three, find a way to serve the Lord and to serve others. It could be through one of the organizations in the parish, the Knights of Columbus or the Legion of Mary, and so many other countless organizations that we have in the parish. If you look in the bulletin, you'll see like a list of 40 organizations and activities, beautiful Bible studies like Walking with Purpose, or the men's group, which is such a wonderful group of the men trying to help husbands and fathers to grow in their faith and to lead their families in the ways of the Lord. So the men's group is such a wonderful thing. The young adults group, which we started a couple years ago, what a wonderful ministry for the young adults to grow spiritually and do works of service and have social events. And I always encourage, too, people to take RCIA, even if you're a cradle Catholic. If you go to RCIA, you'll deepen your faith and learn your faith. So consider even going to RCIA and participate in all the wonderful adult education classes that they have here. Guest speakers from the Institute of Catholic Culture and other wonderful programs. And then don't forget to look at how you can serve others. When we look, there's so much need in our area to continue to teach religious education, to teach the faith to the children, maybe teach a class of religious ed, or work at Birthright, do pro-life work to help save the lives of the unborn babies. Prison ministry is very important since we have the prison in the parish here. We have 7 nursing homes. And think, well, what are your gifts and talents? And use them for the Lord. For example, if you have a talent with music, then join one of the choirs, or lecturing, ushering, taking communion to the homebound, to the nursing homes, and again, the prison ministry. There is really no end of ways that you can serve the Lord in the parish. So those would be my final words to you, that every day grow closer to our Lord Jesus, grow in holiness, become the saint that God wants you to be. Develop every day your personal relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stay close to our Blessed Mother through the daily rosary and tender and loving devotion to Our Lady. And then third, find a way to help others, to serve others through evangelization or through helping the needy or the poor.